Since the last meeting of the General Council, the TNC has held one informal meeting on November 30th. At that meeting, participants reviewed and assessed developments in the DDA following the meetings of G20 and APEC leaders and a second round of small group brainstorming meetings. My remarks to that meeting, including the overview of negotiating groups, were circulated to delegations in document job TNC six. Participants welcomed the clear and strong political signal from leaders to conclude the DDA, recognizing that 11 was an important window of opportunity to achieve this goal. Participants agreed that the onus is now on them to urgently translate these instructions into action and show the required flexibility, compromise, and constructive attitude in the negotiations. In short, the time has arrived to move into real negotiating mode. There was a strong agreement that, in line with our cocktail approach, every configuration and possibility for progress should be explored to the fullest. In particular, participants stressed that negotiating groups need to be at the heart of intensified efforts, with chairs taking a more proactive role in accelerating work in the coming month. Delegations endorse the intensive work program that the chairs of the negotiating group and I propose from the beginning of next year, advancing on all fronts of the negotiation at the same time. In light of the intensification of work, there was an understanding that in scheduling meetings, we will approach our work in full accordance with the established principles and make every effort to ensure transparency and full participation. A collective sense emerged that texts in all areas of the negotiation will have to be developed so that they could appear towards the end of the first quarter of 2011. The various texts will mature according to the individual rhythm of work in the negotiating groups. We all agree that they must emerge from a chair-driven bottom-up process, the onus being on participants to take an active role and make the required contribution with which to move towards consensus. There was also a general agreement that at the right moment, a more global sense of what the final package would contain will need to be developed. Although some expressed the view that this process should start sooner rather than later, and others that it should start when there were texts, all participants agreed that the details of this process would become clearer in light of substantive progress in negotiating groups. There was also agreement on the greater involvement of senior officials as work intensify and for the importance of ambassadors remaining engaged personally in these intensified phases as they will be central for the push to a final deal. In sum, participants agree that we now have the right political signals, the technical expertise and the work program. What is now needed is to translate this into a comprehensive deal that each of you can take back home. In my remarks to the informal TNC on November 30th, I outlined the intensive work program for the various negotiating groups beginning the weeks of 10th and 17th of January. The negotiating group chairs have followed up with more detailed communications to assist in your planning here and in your capitals. In addition, they are working hard to look further ahead in their respective negotiating processes. All members now have a clear picture of the meetings which will be held as from January 10th and the issues which will be addressed. And in the same spirit of transparency, I would like to give you advance notice that I will be convening an informal TNC on February 2nd, preceded by a green room meeting on January 26th. I call upon all delegations to ensure that your representatives at whatever levels are mandated to negotiate. I repeat, negotiate. At this stage, it's not enough to have answering machines around the table. We are at the point where we must have negotiators, and all negotiators have to be prepared to move out of their comfort zones towards agreement. There can no longer be any a priori red lines. All members must be in a position to engage into substance on a without prejudice basis under the single undertaking. Finally, Mr. Chairman, let me also say that although we obviously still have important challenges ahead of us, I sense a new energy, a determination among all participants to ensure that we grasp the narrow but real opportunity to conclude the round next year. And as I said at the TNT, I genuinely sense that the final countdown has begun, and it's up to everyone to make sure that it ends in a successful liftoff. I now turn to the two TRIPS implementation issues on which I've held consultations in my capacity as a DG, namely the relationship between the TRIPS agreement and the Convention on Biological Diversity, and on the issue of GI extension. I had earlier reported that the consultation so far had usefully illuminated the substantive features of these issues, but had not touched on the questions of mandate and linkages between issues. The small group exercise has also usefully shed light, but again, without precipitating any significant breakthrough. I have always thought to respect the widespread concerns of members that the consultation process should not run ahead or lag behind the general pace of work. Following further informal consultations, I will reconvene a further round of consultations early in the new year. On TRIPS CBD, we will focus on the patent disclosure aspects of the discussion about misappropriation of traditional knowledge and genetic resources. On GI extension, we will look again at the adequacy of existing forms of protection of GIs for products other than wines and spirits. These consultations are facilitative only and will aim at clarifying substantive issues. They will be without prejudice to members' position on the mandate and on linkages between the TRIPS-related issues. To conclude, and while speaking on my capacity as DG, let me briefly mention Aid for Trade. to announce that the third global review will be hosted in Geneva on July 18th and 19th next year, July 18th and 19th next year. And I look forward to working with all members and stakeholders to shine a spotlight into impacts and results of our Aid for Trade work. This concludes my report, Mr. Chairman.